On this Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra concert broadcast on WRTI, a pianist world-renowned for his interpretations of the music of Beethoven performs a Mozart piano concerto. But it is one, says WRTI's Jim Cotter, that contains music by both great composers.
Though their lives overlapped chronologically and, at times, geographically, pianist Rudolf Buchbinder believes you'd be hard-pressed to find two people with more contrasting personalities and worldviews.
Mozart was a man who loved to live. He was a gambler, drinking, and he loved women. He was a rich man. You cannot imagine how much money he earned in his life. Beethoven was a complete different. He was a very poor man, and he was dreaming of warmth, of love, of friendship. His problem was by Beethoven that he was always in love with the wrong woman. He was also a very lonesome man. Mozart was not lonesome.
Though Beethoven was in Vienna for a short period when Mozart lived there, it's unlikely they ever met. Yet despite being his junior by only 15 years and living longer, Beethoven, for a large part of his life, felt himself living in Mozart's shadow.
It took Beethoven almost 20 years to be as beloved and famous. Famous not enough to be beloved like Mozart was. He was a god.
The two composers come together after a fashion in Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20. Beethoven wrote cadenzas for the piece, and today, though others have written these parts that highlight the virtuosity of the soloist, Beethoven's are the most often performed.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.